Brewers and Rockies from Colorado, Chad Bettis making his second start of the season. He would run into trouble in the top of the third.
Hit in the air, deep right field. I don't think that one's coming back. Travis Shaw launches home run number 27, and the Brewers have a 3-0 lead.
1-1, and it's blooped into center field, a base hit. And the Rockies get on the board as Luke Roy does some damage against his old team.
Here's Barnes, lined into shallow center. That is going to fall for a hit. Braun up with it. His throw goes to second base, and we're tied.
And the payoff pitch, Aguilar, center field. Long ways and way out of here. Gone for Jesus Aguilar. His third pinch hit home run, his 12th on the season, and the Brewers take a 5-3 lead. And into right field, base hit. Here comes Thames, and he will score an RBI single. And it's 6-3.
The Brewers come up with a 6-3 win in Colorado on Saturday. Chad Bettis' second start for the Rockies was a good one. 7 innings, 8 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 6 strikeouts, but a no decision. Anthony Swarzak the win out of the Milwaukee bullpen. The Brewers come through in the late innings against the Rockies bullpen and pick up a 6-3 victory in Colorado. And after the game, here's Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
From our end, it was a great game. It was, there was a lot of things happening. They made a nice little comeback and did a nice job battling to get a couple runs on the board. Jesus Aguilar, just a sensational at bat. It was, I think you saw 6 sliders and finally got one he could do something with, and just a great at bat, and that's in a really big spot.
Yeah, I mean, that's been his job, and that's the at bat kind of we've asked him to take, and he's come through in that at bat. He's come through in the big spots. I give Murph a lot of credit because he, the debate was Sogard or Jesus right there, and I thought the breaking ball was going to come, and Jesus was eventually going to get a breaking ball he could hit. This is how we've used Josh, and this is how with what Josh is, this is the best way for us to deploy him and make him a weapon, and he's been a big weapon for us in games like this. I think the 7th didn't probably go the way he wanted, but this is the way we're going to use him, and we're going to continue to use him like this. I think this is where he can add the most value to this team, and I'm going to keep using him like this.
Jesus Aguilar's 2-run pinch hit home run in the 9th inning off of Greg Holland is the difference, and he talks about it after the game.
It's about routine. I got a routine before during the game, so I prepare. I went to the cage. So I try to be ready for those situations, and that happened. I mean, we got to win, we got to keep pushing. It's more mentally. My mind is try to be focused, be prepared for whatever situation, and I was ready for that one.
Sunday, it's Kyle Freeland taking the ball for the Rockies against Chase Anderson of Milwaukee.